So, as predicted, it looks like we're heading into another, at least one round of budget talks. Is there any movement that we've seen in positions, or are both sides really digging in here?
Well, I think the only positive that Charles Michel could see from this summit was that everyone was able to put on the table what they wanted to see, Oliver, from this latest round of budget negotiations. But my word, how long have you got in terms of the list of demands and the gap, the chasm being quite so big between the different sides and all of this? For Emmanuel Macron, the French president, it was the common agricultural policy. He was not happy with potential cuts to that. For Angela Merkel, it was not a strong enough clause on rule of law issues, particularly involving countries like Poland and Hungary. For those frugal four countries, the budget was simply going to be too high. And for countries in the south and east that rely on EU funding to be transferred from those wealthier nations to the poorer ones, the cuts were simply too deep. So essentially everyone could find a complaint with the proposal that was on the table. Are we any closer to a deal? In many regards, we're not, but I think Charles Michel does have a point in that everyone understands their positions a little bit better. And also, I think, you know what, may have scuppered this deal also in the end is the fact that for probably the first time, EU leaders are having to seriously contemplate the views of MEPs. Ultimately, they have got a say in this process. They're pretty belligerent in this parliament. It's a pretty fractured parliament, and it's clear that there was a real possibility if they couldn't get a good compromise deal that MEPs in the end would simply veto it.